Hey, everybody, and welcome to the miniest Wednesday Crush April Fool's Reveal Edition. It's me. I'm by myself. Actually, I'm with Ramsey. But it's just me in here talking to you to say happy April Fool's Day. Christopher Walken did not join me, everybody, to record. I know most of you know this. Some of you are probably very disappointed right now. But we couldn't let this thing go on any longer. So we thought a fun way to do this would be to let you hear some of the outtakes. Here's how this went down. And we're all very excited about the result, by the way. It went over better than we could have ever expected. What we really wanted out of this was a lot of fun. We wanted people on the Facebook page debating the validity of this. That happened. We wanted to fool some people. That happened. We wanted people to not be fooled and to sniff it out. That happened. And we wanted people to say things like, you know what, I don't care if it's real or not. This is a lot of fun to listen to, and it's fun to speculate and get online and debate with one another. Heck, you guys even got on the Movie Crushers and made a poll out of this on whether it was real or not. And that just delighted me to no end. So we had a lot of fun. Yes, we did set this up weeks and weeks and weeks ago with the false plant of a huge guest. Yes, I did go to Los Angeles to the Hollywood studio, kind of largely for this, so I could sit down with the great Kevin Pollak, everybody. Most of you figured out that it was Kevin. I know there were some Ross Marquand guesses in there as well. Both of those make a lot of sense. But Kevin is a pal, and he agreed to do this. And I got to say, I have not had much more fun in my recording career than sitting down across from one of the great improvisers of our time and seeing him go into Christopher Walken mode in front of my very eyeballs. It was funny and creepy. Like, he really goes there, everybody. He becomes Christopher Walken. And that is how you are able to improvise for an hour as someone else. Like, you have to go into autopilot, basically, on the voice to be able to be believable. And we decided the best way to do this was to play it straight, not make it too jokey, not go over the top with the Walken-ness of it. He veered close to the edge a couple of times, and that was some of the giveaway, but that was also part of the fun with the fake noses at the end and some of the things he said, like, you know, people actually listen to this podcast. And not knowing what a podcast was or who David Spade was. And Kevin and I were texting all day yesterday when this was released and just having a good time, or on Monday rather, having a good time with each other. He listened to it while he was waiting on a plane and just like texting me. And we were both referring to himself in the third person, like he kept saying this and he kept saying that. That's how into this he gets as Christopher Walken, becomes another person entirely. But man, we had so much fun. And thank you for taking part. We dropped it on April 1st. I mean, there's no way getting around the obviousness of that, but it was a lot of fun to do. So big, big, big thanks to Kevin Pollak, everybody. He's so talented and so generous and gracious. Follow him on Twitter. It's always fun. And definitely check out Alchemy This, his really, really wonderful improv show. And I noticed the Alchemy fans were some of the first people to sniff this out, thanks to his use of the word per se, which he does on Alchemy This a lot. So that was a bit of a giveaway too, but it was all fun. Had such a good time. Also want to give out huge, huge thanks to Noel and Ramsey for being a part of this over the last few weeks. And a big, big heaping thanks to our old bud in Kansas, Aaron Cooper, our Photoshop master, who created the phase two plan, which is to drop an afternoon Photoshop of me and Christopher Walken standing there. It turns out what was like an airport somewhere in Canada. And we kind of left most of the comments up because it's fun to see people debate back and forth. If you got your comment deleted, by the way, it was for a couple of reasons. One, there was a gentleman who kind of just went down the list of people speculating and commenting on everyone's post saying, "It was 100% Kevin Pollak, by the way." So I deleted that guy because that's just no fun. It's fun to let people guess and think about it, not say, "Oh, figured it out." And then a bunch of dudes, I don't think any ladies, it's funny how that works, found on literally like page 20 of Google Images, this Twitter photo of this dude at the airport with Christopher Walken. It was the only believable picture I could find of Christopher Walken in the wild with a fan. And I think Coop did a really good job on the Photoshop, by the way. It wasn't perfect, but hey, he did the best he could in like 30 minutes. But dudes that posted, oh, I found it, the original picture, and posted that. And I took those down either because that's no fun anyway. Get with it, guys. Why you got to ruin it for everyone? So that aside, it was a lot of fun for everybody. It was just a really, really fun day in the office for everyone to be following this stuff. So big thanks to them. And also big thanks to Christopher Walken. I doubt if this got back to him in any way. But if it did, I hope he gets a laugh out of it one day. And I doubt he even knows what a podcast is. That part is probably true. So what I thought we'd do is play you some of the outtakes right now. I was able to maintain my composure for most of the show, but there were times where I just could not help but crack up. You know what? I'm also going to give myself a little pat on the back for what I think I did a pretty good job as a straight man, playing nervous and setting this whole thing up. So pats on the back all around. And here we go with a few of the outtakes from the session.
When the scene starts, her pants are undone.
Well, that's true.
Oh, shit.
I don't mean to say she went all the way, but she might have.
Well,
I certainly don't remember him.
Well, we are,
sorry.
I knew I wasn't going to make it all the way through. All right. Let's pick it up.
I have that same drill because it's the ultimate cowardice, right? For a man to strike a woman. So, You know, it's a little on the nose to me in terms of, ooh, this is a bad guy. How do you know? Well, he hit a woman. You know, that's...
I don't think you've ever done that in a movie.
That's painfully obvious. I've played sociopaths and psychopaths, so chances are my characters could have hit, you know, anybody, a child, lunatics. But...
Sorry, hold on. All right.
I once punched a baby in the face.
Okay. Hold on. Let me blow my nose. Okay. Pick it up after I hit a child lunatic.
I mean, look, sometimes a baby will... look at you in a certain way and you think, this kid's got it coming.
Pick it up.
Like Chris Penn's character, at one point I thought, can he even walk?
Right.
He's going to have trouble walking home, this kid. He can't put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, he was, sorry.
Oh, my other favorite part was the tractor.
Hold on, pick that up. But have you ever done it before? Or is this the only time?
I think this is it.
Wow, that means a lot.
Well, I hope so, because I had a few lunch opportunities.
You should totally say that. Pick it up.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. The outtakes were fun. And this is a really fun episode. I'm already cooking up something for next April. So just look out for that. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I went so big this year. I'm really going to have to put a lot of thought into how to top that one. But I've already got some ideas brewing. So hold on to your hats. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I hope you enjoyed it. And just get on with the rest of your week already.